The rest of the story. John just plain was not good at anything. At least he thought so. No, it was not as though he hadn't tried. After dropping out of the University of Wisconsin, he went west. In Portland, he was employed by a paving company. But daydreaming the first week, he began piling up materials on the wrong streets, and that was the end of that. In San Diego, he tried to get a job watering lawns, but nobody would hire him. He went to work at a cleaner's pressing pants, but that lasted only 2 days. On the third day, he burned a hole in a pair of white flannels and was fired. That night, John returned to his room. His flat broke. Desperately, he searched his memory for something, for anything that he had ever done well in his whole life, and he drew a complete blank. It seemed that all he had ever attempted, either in work or in play, had resulted in utter disaster. But right then and there, in the depths of despair, John tried to decide what next, and he decided that he would become an architect. An architect. No, he'd never been educated for it. But so what, he thought. Famous architects had exciting lives. They went to fancy receptions and dances, and they met interesting people. So John strode off down the street of San Diego to become an architect. Atop one storefront, he saw the sign Pacific Building Company. Beneath it, a smaller one said Draftsman Wanted. John walked inside and said, "I'm a draftsman from Chicago." The man in charge said, "You're hired." Well, day after day, John drew elevations of bungalows, and they were good drawings. Displayed a remarkable gift in a boy. Soon it became obvious that John had outgrown these modest beginnings, but it was going to take more than brash impatience to make him an architect. He needed to learn from the best, so he returned to the Midwest, and he went to work for a big architectural firm as an apprentice. And he did learn. He became competent, confident, refined. But he was never going to get anywhere in that business because of a tyrannical employer. The pay was miserable, but John's employer bullied him into thinking that he couldn't do any better elsewhere. People would come to John, they'd ask him to design something for them, but John's employer would arrogantly step in and discourage the deal. So however many friends he made, he would never get any business from them because his employer always moved in and took over. And so, as an architect, John was never to become renowned. And yet, I'll tell you something, upon generations of children, he was to bestow a very rare gift of imagination, something that doubtless inspired a legion of future architects. He developed a system of interlocking building blocks, a creative toy known then and now as Lincoln Logs. Lincoln Logs. This was the legacy of the man who once believed that he was good for nothing. Were it not for his suffocating employer, John might have designed great skyscrapers. Who knows? We will never know. But we do know that he designed a toy. And the architect who hired him and held him back was John's own father. His own father. For John, you see, was John Lloyd Wright. You know his famous father, Frank. Only now you know the rest of the story.